This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The head of the World Health Organization calls for unity a day after the President of the United States halted funding to the agency. President Donald Trump says he's doing so over the WHO's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. He said late Tuesday the WHO played a role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Wednesday during a news conference that he regretted President Trump's decision, adding the U.S. has been a longstanding and generous friend of the WHO. The director general said now was the time for the world to be united against the virus, referring to it as a dangerous enemy. Countries and international leaders are responding to the Trump administration's actions. China's foreign ministry said Wednesday President Trump's decision would affect all countries as the world faces a critical stage in combating the coronavirus pandemic. Germany's foreign minister said assigning blame doesn't help. The European Union foreign policy chief also weighing in, saying there is no justification for President Trump's decision when WHO efforts are needed more than ever. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in's ruling party is projected to win a parliamentary election Wednesday, Reuters citing exit polls for the projection. South Korea is the first country to hold a nationwide vote amidst the coronavirus pandemic. That meant voters cast their ballots wearing masks and under strict precautions. Wednesday's vote has largely been viewed as a referendum on Moon, who has been viewed favorably as he oversaw an effective response to COVID-19. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases across the globe has crossed the 2 million mark. That's according to data from the U.S.'s Johns Hopkins University. Spain has recorded 523 new deaths due to the virus in the last 24 hours. Health officials in the country, which has seen one of the higher death tolls in the world, say the risk is still high despite the number of deaths going down. Confirmed infections rose again for the first time in 5 days with nearly 5,100 new cases. Spain has eased the conditions of Europe's strictest lockdown this week. The country has allowed manufacturing, construction, and other non-essential activity to continue in an attempt to cushion the economic impact of the pandemic. The European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is calling for a donors' conference to be held in May to raise funds for the creation and deployment of a vaccine against COVID-19. Von der Leyen spoke during a video-linked news conference in Brussels on Wednesday, calling a vaccine the collective best shot at beating the virus. She said the conference would also raise funds for improving pandemic preparedness, as well as accelerating work on diagnostics and treatment. China reported a decline in new confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the mainland on Wednesday, but there was an increasing number of local transmissions in its far northeast border with Russia. The National Health Commission said China had 46 new confirmed cases on Tuesday, compared with 89 a day earlier. The U.S. state of New York's governor said Wednesday the number of hospitalizations due to COVID-19 has declined for a second day. Andrew Cuomo said his state's healthcare system has stabilized to the point that it can give ventilators to other U.S. states in need. Brazil's health ministry said the health secretary has resigned. This comes as tensions build between Minister Henrique Mandetta and President Jair Bolsonaro over the handling of the coronavirus crisis. Reuters cites two people familiar with the matter that Mandetta had told his team he's likely to be fired by Bolsonaro this week. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stressed to China's top diplomat the need for full transparency and information sharing to fight against the coronavirus outbreak. That according to a State Department spokeswoman on Wednesday. In a telephone conversation, Pompeo talked about the high importance of the United States attached to China's to China's facilitation of medical supply exports to meet critical demand. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. No.